This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It's 12.05, coming up to 12.06 on Wednesday, the 9th of December, 2020. It's a Wednesday. It's a lovely day outside. I don't see blue skies. I see kind of overcast. That's the word I'm looking. You had to do the same for me yesterday and rescue me from another word that I was mispronouncing yesterday. I don't know what's going on, you know.
Yep.
I think I'm just getting a little bit too old.
Okay, you said it, not me.
Unlike today's topic where we're talking about young entrepreneurs. You see what I did there?
Yep.
Today's topic, do you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously? Why or why not? We'll be talking about that. And for those of you who are younger than I and are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, there are some tips that we can share with you that might help you out a little bit. And of course, we did manage to get someone to contribute to today's show. We spoke with a young entrepreneur. We spoke with King Kwa from Salty Customs. He's going to give us his opinions a little bit later on. But that's the topic. Do you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously? Why or why not? We're then moving on to
How to use your imposter syndrome to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And then we're talking about how Lazada is hosting a virtual tour of Zoonagara.
They are indeed, alongside Dr. Jason Leong.
Indeed.
I do understand that from what I've seen of his Instagram, he is wearing some kind of weird tiger hat and a fluffy furry costume. But we'll leave that for more information from Dr. Jason Leong a little bit later on. Anyway, let's also talk about, yes, young entrepreneurs. Let's do that. So this is the thing, right? While the COVID-19 pandemic has tested business owners, and this is everywhere, but today's topic, we'll be looking at the US a little bit. It's also shaping the ambitions of the next generation of founders, of course. Now, a recent survey for junior achievement shows that nearly one in four teens, around 22%, say they are less likely to consider starting a business as an adult due to the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses.
Mm.
So the pandemic is scaring, you know, younger people. They're seeing mom and pop stores down the road, grocery stores, restaurants closing, and all of that stuff. Junior Achievement CEO, this is Jack E. Kosakowski. They see stores that probably aren't going to reopen, and it's scared them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they surveyed 1,000 teens between the ages of 13 and 17 in late October. They're based in Colorado. They're a nonprofit, and they reach 4.8 million students nationally per year in classrooms and after-school locations through volunteers who teach entrepreneurship, economics, and financial skills.
Mm-hmm.
So while there's always a mass of young people who, if appropriately motivated, could head in the direction of entrepreneurship, what they're experiencing in their local communities is taking a lasting toll. And now, I was thinking about young entrepreneurs that we've spoken to over the last few months. We've spoken to Zach Liu, the CEO of Curlec.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke with Yihan Chang from Jumrun. We spoke with King Kwa from Salty. We've spoken with so many. Arvin, just a couple of weeks ago, the young girl who's a tattoo artist.
Poking Duck.
A whole bunch of them. And, you know, that kind of got me thinking, what is it about these younger people that got them started on this kind of entrepreneurship journey? And is it about, you know, telling their story? And apparently, this is one of these things where that's one of the number one suggestions that they give you. You know, tell your own story. So nearly a third of teens surveyed say they would need a role model in business to consider becoming an entrepreneur later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Kids now only know only what is around them and what their parents do. So they say simply sharing your story as a founder helps open up curiosity. So listen to people who've already done a business and find out what they have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
So kids see small businesses, but they don't realize that there's a person behind it. And so being able to create that vision, it breathes life into the possibility that they could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is to aim local. And for many kids, local business owners are more inspiring than a celebrity founder like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, who are often on a pedestal and living lives very different from their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
With experience, it says that most kids light up when someone within their own community shares their story, which I think is very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And stay optimistic. He says that while the survey results are telling, they can be reshaped by effective mentorship and, you know, a changed landscape. Because kids are resilient and probably more resilient than adults. And when things do tend to get back to the normal, they're hopeful that they'll start to see entrepreneurship as a viable option again.
Mm.
I think here in Malaysia, we've seen a bit more entrepreneurship.
I mean, primarily because isn't it that SMEs make up the majority of what drives our economy anyway?
That's what I was going to say. You know, there's so many small and medium enterprises here. And even in our office during the pandemic, we were seeing like
Side hustles.
Yeah. Lots of so many brownies coming into the office.
Oh my gosh.
So many cookies coming into the office. You know, and it was a wonderful thing to see and realize that many of our colleagues are talented in many ways that we didn't know about before the pandemic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so our Instagram was filled with these delicious pictures, and we've got people selling plants and cutting, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think it's also one of those things where, you know, sometimes your age and sort of like perceived lack of experience can be played against you as well.
I agree.
You know, and the pandemic has sort of, in a funny way, it sort of allowed, you know, these barriers to be broken down a little bit more. I think that people are kind of more willing to take a chance on a new business, on a new local shop that's opened or whatever, because you want to support the local economy, you want to support these smaller businesses, and you want to kind of stay away from the big wigs and the franchises and stuff.
I think the idea of finding that ideal mentor is a very big thing, right? And here's the thing, though. When I've thought about starting a business, and I'm a stubborn person, right? And I'm the first to hold up my hand and say that. And everybody has said, you know, you need a mentor, you need a mentor, you need a mentor. And I'm like, no, I don't. You actually do. You need somebody who's been down that road, fallen into those potholes and gotten themselves back up again to be able to say to you, oh, there's a pothole there. Don't step in that.
Mm. And you know, it's not even just like mentorship in sort of the traditional sense. Like I was speaking recently to Kim Mei Chi, who is the founder of Coco Dry, which is a blow dry bar in Bangsar. And she has sort of partnered with another SME owner who's also relatively young, who is Adlina Nadira of Velvet Vanity.
Mm.
So they kind of collaborate together, and now you can win some Velvet Vanity products if you go to their store and spend a certain amount of money or whatever. But it's this sort of level of, you know, first of all, it's that relationship that allows you to see what someone in a similar, you know, age bracket and in a similar sort of life experience is going through. And then it's also the fact that they can actually collaborate and support each other and help each other to promote their businesses so they both can survive together. I think it's like so important and so lovely.
You're right. But on the flip side, and this is where our question of the day comes into play, I've also been in a room where there has been a bunch of young entrepreneurs pitching and talking to a bunch of mentors. And I think some of these mentors didn't really want to be mentors.
Yeah.
You know, they were there because they were asked to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the response that they were giving these young people, I was like...
Discouraging.
Yeah, it was incredibly discouraging. So clearly they weren't meant to be mentors. But, and that means, you know, they just weren't taking these younger entrepreneurs seriously.
Right.
And these younger entrepreneurs, you know, they're the future, as cliche as it sounds. You know, these are the people that will be building what we have failed to build and fixing the problems that we have created.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to be helping these people out. That is our question. Do you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously? Why or why not? Let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Music coming up from Supergrass with All Right. We'll be hearing from King Qua from Salty Customs in just a few moments here on BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
If you're only just joining us, whilst the COVID-19 pandemic has tested business owners worldwide, it's also shaping the ambitions of the next generation of founders. And there was a recent survey over in the US that showed that nearly one in four teens, 22% to be precise, say that they are less likely to consider starting a business as an adult due to the impact of COVID-19 on small businesses. But you also got us thinking yesterday about whether or not Is it harder for them because they're young as well? So we thought we'd ask that question, you know, do you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously? Why or why not? We've asked you that on Twitter and on Instagram and, of course, over on WhatsApp. Let's have a look at what Instagram has to say first.
So we have a poll on Instagram. So it's a yes or no option. And yes is at 87%.
Wow.
And no is at 13%. We've got a couple of responses here as well. Let's see here. Andrew YW2 says, have a good financial model and strong backing. Stakeholders will take you seriously. 231291 says, because there's an influx of so-called young entrepreneurs who misuse the term, which I don't quite understand. It would be lovely if you could expand on that. And also C. Hua Hua, I think, says, of course not. We have some pretty serious 90s, I guess, babies.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Perry has chimed in over on WhatsApp and he said, well, generally in Asia, it's a little tougher as seniority equals experience. However, it also depends a lot on the industry. Also, having proven success as well as coming from a quote unquote named family due to connections and fundings help. Speaking the truth there, Perry, actually, right? Some of that stuff is true. We speak to a lot of young entrepreneurs who... And I think this could be what your friend over on Instagram is referring to. They call them entrepreneurs. What they really mean is they have a wealthy enough family and a parachute should they not do so well in their business.
A head start is a head start.
A head start, yeah. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is not for us to judge. You know, if you are one of those people and you've managed to start a successful business, congratulations. You know, a lot of people have wanted to do that and are still wanting to do that, myself included as well.
And also, if you're a young entrepreneur and you're listening, like, let us know what issues you run into.
Yeah.
Just in general.
So we managed to speak to King Kwa. I got him on the phone yesterday. He's from Salty Customs. They started what was originally a small run t-shirt business. It's expanded. If you want to listen back to an interview, I interviewed them not too long ago for Open for Business. Search for his name, King Kwa, of course, over on our website and have a look for that. Listen back to it. I started off with, you know, King, how old were you when you first started your business? And did you have difficulty getting people to take you seriously when you were telling them about your idea?
I was 21 years old when I started my business. Initially, it was slightly challenging to get people to buy into the idea, but over time, I learned that some people will entertain your idea if your solution is good enough, and others, it's just not for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, was it difficult to convince investors to come on board because you were young?
No, I don't think it was difficult to convince investors to come on board because I was young. I think it was more difficult to understand the depth of the situation because of the lack of experience at such a young age.
Okay. So what advice would you have for other young entrepreneurs?
There are some of us who would start only when everything is perfect and others who would start even if nothing is in place. I think the key here is to strike a balance between perfect and imperfect and to just go for it because ultimately, it's either you win or you learn.
And Christine, you're laughing right there. Now, why is that?
I'm exactly one of the types of people mentioned.
I know exactly.
I have been called out.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think that is?
Why do I think?
It's a personality thing, right?
Yeah, I think I'm the kind of. Naturally, I'm a pretty cautious person. I'm someone who is pretty risk averse, but I have a lot of big ideas.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where you know I'm always hesitant to. I always find myself hesitant to do something, and I talk myself out of it because I give myself time to not do the thing.
Right.
So I'm that person.
We are very similar, and. One of our colleagues, who shall not be named, Frida Liu, has called me out on this many times because I will say to her, I've got this idea. And she's like, just do it. Just do it. And I'm like, yeah, but I need to do this. And she's like, no, just do it. And she's right.
Yeah. And it will improve with time, inevitably. Right. But
so, I mean, as you well know, I've been organizing things at home. But I'm also one of these, I'm very much a person that likes to have all of my ducks in a row before I make that first move. And sometimes you just have to stop and just make that first step, right?
Yeah, this is the thing. Sometimes, you know, when like talking about young entrepreneurs being taken seriously, a lot of the people that I speak to, you know, don't realize how young I am,
yeah.
right? So, you know, there's this element of when people find out that I'm only in my mid-20s, it kind of goes like both ways. I was saying this off air. Partially, it's like a surprise and like a wow, like look at you doing good job. Go well done. But then on the other hand, I have also run into people who have, you know, been surprisingly condescending of like, oh, like that's all you're doing. Like you're not doing a side hustle. You're not doing this. You're not doing that.
Yeah, which is annoying.
Which is annoying because I'm like, I don't really feel like that's appropriate, but it is a thing of like, you know, when it comes to experience, sometimes people have, for example, even asked to be interviewed by someone else,
yeah,
because they are like, oh, like, you know, I don't believe that you could interview me, or they assume that I'm an intern.
Like Perry has said, you know, according to some people, seniority equals experience.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you look back at the poll that we did not too long ago about management,
yeah,
that poll showed exactly the opposite, right? It said it doesn't really matter how long you've been in the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you've been there a long time does not necessarily mean that you are the best person for the job. It means that you have survivability.
Yeah. And I think that also extends to, you know, we're seeing clearly this rise of Gen Z and, you know, even the generation after that of being really resourceful and being super creative and innovative when it comes to, you know, creating their own business or even, you know, reaching out and being activists and stuff like that. So, you know, Don't slack, guys.
Number 5213 over here on WhatsApp has just said, Christine, many people project their insecurities by being condescending.
Aww.
So there you go.
Thank you.
But, you know, I've also experienced young entrepreneurs coming in and they've told me what their idea is. And it's great.
Yeah.
It's so great to a point that they don't realize how great it is, mm-hmm. you know. And you literally have to sit them down and say, what are you doing about this and who are you speaking to about this?
Yeah.
And, you know, and how can we help you do this?
You know?
Because they're like, oh, I have this. And they just blurt it out. And it's almost like, can you write that down? Can you do something about that? Because it's a brilliant, brilliant idea.
Mm.
We've helped young entrepreneurs go on to find funding. We've put them in touch with angel investors. We've done that over the last few years. It's something that we like to do. We like to see these people succeed.
Yeah.
Right, with that in mind, we should take a short break whilst you guys think about whether or not you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously. Why or why not? Yes or no? Let us know. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, both available at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music. When we come back, we'll have an update from Bursa at break. Then we'll move on to our next story. And our next story is about how you can turn your imposter syndrome to your advantage. This should be interesting. We'll be right back after the Smiths. Heaven knows I'm miserable now on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.